We've got a great episode for you today. We are talking taxes, and you're probably thinking, well, that's not great. Well, it is important, and it's so important that we wanted to bring on our enrolled agent, tax specialist, Taylor Wolverton. She's part of the Peace of Mind Wealth Management team, and she knows everything about it. So we are talking about navigating income tax withholdings in retirement. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I want to let you know too that if you listen to this and you have any kind of questions, feel free to go to the top right-hand corner of our website, pomwealth.net. You can schedule a call with us. There's also a blog written on this topic too that kind of goes as a nice outline. Just go to the blog page on the website, and I think that can be very, very helpful. And we can get you in touch with Taylor as well if we need to get her on the line. Before we get into this episode, though, we have a very quick disclosure.
The information contained in this podcast is intended to provide general information only and not to be considered individualized advice. Different types of investments carry different levels of risk. As always, please contact your financial professional for advice appropriate to your situation. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. This is the place where high-achieving professionals come to gain confidence on how to successfully navigate their transition into and life during retirement. There's no such thing as a passive retirement plan. To have a successful financial future, your plan must be actively managed. Each week, we will bring you action plans and expert interviews that will help you gain insights, learn fresh perspectives, and finally experience peace of mind about your retirement. Here to help you achieve your dream retirement and live the life you deserve are your hosts, certified financial planners, Raiden Stansel and Merce Tariq.
Welcome to Secure Your Retirement Podcast. Today is another special edition with a guest that we've had on before, Taylor Wolverton, and we're going to talk about taxes. So before we get into that topic, thank you, Taylor, for coming on and chatting with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So here's the theme of what we're going to be talking about is navigating this idea of tax withholding, especially in retirement. And the reason why this is kind of a big deal is we see it all the time. It's people are taking money sometimes from different places than they were taking while they were working. Everybody understood, kind of gets the concept that if I'm a W-2 employee, I have my withholding come out of my paycheck. It's almost an automatic. When I get a job, I'm going to fill out the forms I need to identify how many dependents I have and all those kind of things. And it's usually pretty good. But then as we get into retirement, we start to get a pension sometimes. We get Social Security sometimes. We have sometimes taking money just out of cash that we use that year that's not even taxable to us. And so we really kind of have to think through. And one of the things that we do with our clients is we do an annual tax strategy meeting. And a number of times last year, Taylor was able to identify that, hey, you need to adjust your withholding. And that could be up or down. So we want to just kind of dive into this topic today.
Yeah. So I think, Taylor, the best way to get started here, because again, most people work their careers not really worrying too much about where the taxes are getting paid from. They're just used to it coming right out of their paycheck. And I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been in a meeting and asked someone, have you ever made a quarterly estimated payment before? And they have no idea as to even what that is. So I think it'd be good to start with just a distinction on what is withholding versus what is an estimated tax payment.
Yes. So to pay your taxes, you, to put it simply, have two options, or you can do a combination of both. But one of those options is to withhold taxes from your income as you receive that income. So like Raiden was saying, when you're a W-2 employee, your employer withholds federal and state taxes from your wages for you. Once you transition to retirement, you have more variety in the sources of income that you have a lot of times. So now you can choose to withhold taxes from your Social Security, from your pension, from your account distributions, all of those different sources that you have available to you, whatever applies in your situation. In my opinion, the more simple way to go about it. It requires less effort on your part once it is set up correctly. The other option is to make estimated tax payments throughout the year. So what that requires is a little more forward looking. A lot of times your CPA can help you estimate how much you need to pay each quarter, and they'll even sometimes give you vouchers with the due date for when you need to make those payments and the dollar amounts. But you can go online to irs.gov, and then each state also has a website where you can make payments. And the due dates for those payments are not what you might think. They're not exactly even quarters. So April 15th is the first due date for income you receive from January 1st through the end of March. The next due date's June 15th, September 15th, and then the last quarter is due January 15th. So whatever tax you owe in each of those quarters needs to be paid online or through whatever method you prefer by those due dates.
Excellent. Well, that's nice to kind of get that. Now, we talked about the different types of income that we could get in retirement. Can we tackle just the first one now is Social Security? What do we need to think about on that type of income?
Yeah, so a lot of times when you first retire, you might not also be starting Social Security immediately. So this is something that we're reviewing with our clients each year, looking at when those new sources of income get turned on, or maybe it starts for one spouse but not the other for a few years. So there can be quite a few years of transition once you do actually retire through starting these various sources of income. So Social Security is a common one. Most people have Social Security benefits. The default withholding on Social Security is actually 0%. So if you don't fill out the form or make an election to have federal taxes withheld from your Social Security, you are not having any taxes withheld. We do also have an episode that we've done previously on how Social Security benefits are taxed. So you can listen to that episode if that's something that would be interesting to you. But not most Social Security benefits, depending on your situation, will have federal taxes due, but depends on the state that you live in, whether you have state taxes due. So North Carolina is a state that you do not have to pay state taxes on your Social Security benefits for. But two, if you do want to start withholding federal tax from your Social Security, you can go online. You can Google Form W-4V. That's the form that you will need to fill out in order to start withholding federal tax from your Social Security benefits. And that form, fortunately, is pretty straightforward. There are boxes you can just check next to which box you want for starting withholding on 7%, 10%, 12%, or 22% of your benefits each month. And that will just be automated from that point on for each benefit that you receive going forward. If you want to stop withholdings on your Social Security, you'll use that same form and just check the box to say, I want you to stop withholding taxes. So that one's pretty easy to start if you want to do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that episode, Taylor, because it's so many people, again, will think I paid into Social Security for so long. How could I possibly be taxed on it? Well, there are things to understand about Social Security. And if you ignore it, then you could get a surprise come tax filing season. There's limitations on income, and it brings you into taxability for Social Security. We did a great episode on it. For anyone listening, it's episode 231. It'll be in the show notes as well. So thanks for that, Taylor, on Social Security. So how does pensions work? Pensions are typically coming from a government or a company. So do they treat things differently?
Yeah, not everyone will have a pension available to them, but for those people that do have a pension, if you want to withhold taxes from your pension, that requires form W-4P. And a lot of times that's in the paperwork that you get from whatever source your pension is coming from when you do start the pension. So it's not as straightforward, unfortunately, as the Social Security withholding form. A lot of times it's just a guide to approximate withholding on your pension. You can use tools from the IRS to help you fill out that form, which I would recommend doing. It's called the IRS Tax Withholding Estimator. You can find it online by Googling that. And that'll help you know how to fill out that form because it does require a little more information than just checking a box next to the amount that you want withheld. So that form can also be used to stop withholding on your pension if that's what you want to do at any point.
I hope that you are enjoying the show. By the way, if you are in or nearing retirement and are someone who wants to gain clarity on what questions you should be asking, learn what the biggest retirement myths are, and identify what you could be doing to achieve peace of mind for your retirement, get started today by requesting your complimentary video course, 4 Steps to Secure Your Retirement. To access the course, simply visit pomwealth.net/podcast. If you're new here or you haven't done this yet, this is definitely the first step to get started in applying these principles to your life. So head over to pomwealth.net/podcast and check us out.
Excellent. All right. So now the next one here is IRAs. With IRAs, this one to me, you know, for decades, people save into their 401k. They don't touch that money. And then all of a sudden they get down to this retirement time and they either need it for income or and there is a point when they have to require, they are required to take a certain amount of money out of their IRAs. So can you kind of walk us through IRA distributions?
Yeah, this is something that we review a lot, especially like Raiden said, for clients that have turned 73 this year or their spouse has, and they're starting their required minimum distributions for the first time, that's going to cost more in taxes. So it's something that we have to navigate how much needs to be withheld or how much do they need to make an estimated tax payment to consider the taxes that will be due on their required minimum distributions for the first time. So if you're starting distributions from like an annuity, for example, and it's a periodic distribution that you're going to be receiving monthly, a lot of times the default withholding on those will be 10% in federal taxes withheld from each distribution. And if you want to make changes to that default 10% withholding, you can fill out the form W-4-R, and then you can choose to withhold more than 10% or choose to not withhold any taxes at all. And from those distributions that are coming just from like an IRA at a custodian that you're taking RMDs from, whether it's for the first time or not, then a lot of times, like for our clients, we can help set up the withholdings, both federal and state withholdings, on their distributions once those begin for them. So if you're working with the financial planner, they can help you set those up along with your distributions.
All right. So we've talked about some of the most common forms of income, especially in retirement, which is Social Security, maybe a pension, and then your IRA, your pre-tax assets like an IRA or maybe that 401k that you built up that you rolled into an IRA. But we've talked solely about withholdings thus far. But we know because we sit in these meetings and sometimes there are surprises coming a client's way when it comes to taxes, and we want to try to avoid that as best as possible. But there are things that are not eligible for withholding, and so can you walk us through those and you know how we treat the tax on those?
Yeah, so some sources of income that are not eligible for withholding typically are interest that you receive. Maybe it's from a CD or a savings account or a brokerage account that you have money market savings in, something like that. Dividends, capital gains, royalties. If you sell a property, sometimes you might owe federal tax and state tax on the proceeds from the sale of your property. Rental income will not have a default withholding. Self-employment income also does not. And then if you have alimony, if that's part of your financial plan. So those sources of income, that may, if those are involved in your plan, those might be the situation where you consider a combination of withholdings and making estimated tax payments. Or if it's even like a one-time thing, if you sell your home this year and you walk through the situation and you know you're going to owe tax on that sale, you might make an estimated tax payment just to go with that one-time income source. Or if you sell a stock that's been highly appreciated, again, that might be a one-time thing. It's only going to be this year. It's not something that's recurring every single month. Then you might make an estimated tax payment in the same month that you sold that stock just for the federal tax that you might owe on that sale alone. So some things to be considering: self-employment income, same thing. You're your own employer and employee. So you don't have an employer automatically withholding federal and state tax on that source of income for you. So that's another time when you're going to want to make estimated tax payments for your self-employment income.
Excellent. So can we talk about something like on that particular topic? Let's say somebody does sell something highly appreciated. I want to make sure it's clear. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say all of a sudden I know I've got $100,000 or something, a larger sum of money that's going to be on my tax return. How fast should I go and make that deposit over into taxes, or can I just wait till April 15th?
So it depends on what time of year you sell the stock. And that's when you'll want to look at the due dates for those quarterly estimated tax payments. So if you're selling your stock before the end of March, that estimated tax payment is due April 15th. If you're selling between April and June, the estimated tax payment's due June 15th. the next one September 15th, and then January 15th for anything in the last 3 months or so of the year. So kind of depends on what time of year your income event occurs. You'll want to line that up with the next due date for the estimated tax payment to avoid any penalty on that amount. If you wait until your tax return is filed, you wait until April 15th of the following year to file your tax return for that year when that income is reported, then that's when you might be subject to a penalty. So that's what we want to avoid, is unnecessarily paying penalties. So that's something we can plan ahead for.
Yeah. So, and someone, another CPA has told me once that if you know you're going to have a capital gain, or you have an unexpected liquidation event or something like that, the IRS typically wants their tax revenue on that transaction. So if it's not withholdable, then like Taylor said, you need to think about paying it earlier rather than waiting till April 15 to avoid any types of penalties and interest on that tax money.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
if you're listening, you're probably thinking, well, I need to start looking at this stuff. I haven't been withholding on my Social Security, or I did just sell a large piece of stock, and I need to start doing some quarterlies and things like that. Taylor, can you walk us through, because we do tax strategy meetings for our clients to stay on top of this, so there are no surprises come April 15th. Can you walk us through a little bit of the process and what your conversations look like with clients to review their taxation as well as their withholdings and make sure they're on pace for a good tax season?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite conversations to have with people. Probably other people don't think it's as fun as I do, but I think it's really fun to look at all your sources of income, all of your withholdings, figure out if you're on track. So it's pretty much everything that we've talked about in this episode already. We'll need to know about your situation in order to determine if you're on track or if you need to make any adjustments to your withholdings. So we'll need to know how much you're receiving in Social Security, how much you're receiving from your pension, what your withholdings are, if any, on those sources of income, any other source of income that you have. If you sold the property, I'll be asking for information about how much you sold it for, how much you bought it for. Same for a sale of a stock or any other securities. Really just depends on the situation. If you're still working or if you're working for part of the year, then I'll want to see your pay stubs that will show how much income you've received in wages from your employer and how much has already been withheld on those wages. And then we can kind of look at going forward, how much more you expect. So yeah, really just all need to know information about all of your sources of income and the withholdings associated with those sources of income. So, and then we can line up, talk about whatever your preference is for if you want to receive a refund when you file your tax return, or if you would prefer to make a payment, if you prefer to withhold, if you prefer to make estimated tax payments. We'll talk about what you want so that it aligns with your goals for your tax strategy.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Taylor. What we want to say is that if anybody's listening to this and you're thinking, man, I got a question on a particular part of this, you can just go to the website, top right-hand corner, click on schedule call. That'll bring up the calendar for Merce and myself, and then we can have a quick little conversation, and then we can get you on the line there with Taylor. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us, and we are glad to help you. Also, all of this that we just talked through is a blog has been written on this. You can just go to the blog page, which is pomwealth.net. Go to the blog page and it's all there. Thank you very much, Taylor. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everyone. That wraps up today's episode of the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. If you found value in today's episode, we would love nothing more than for you to head on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review. Be sure to take a screenshot of the review before you submit it, and we'll send you a special gift, our book, Get Off the Retirement Roller Coaster. Just email morgan@pomwealth.net with a screenshot of the review to get your gift. Also, be sure to subscribe so you get notified of new episodes as they're released every week. And finally, please share our podcast with your favorite social network so more of your friends and family can benefit from this information. Always remember, you've worked hard to get where you are, and now you deserve to have a retirement that works hard for you.